We want to them to commit to raising the tobacco tax, the cigarette tax in Maryland by a dollar. This is something that's been done in the past in Maryland. In 2007, the tax was raised by a dollar. We've seen a 32% decline in smoking since then. And this is just a great policy that's really a win-win-win for Maryland. It definitely prevents smoking, particularly among kids. And we've seen that, as I mentioned, happen right here in Maryland. It's also good for the budget because it generates new revenue for worthy projects. And the last time around in Maryland, it was used to expand health care, provide health care for folks, and that's been a huge success. And it's also good politics. You know, we know in poll after poll that Maryland voters support this. They see it as good policy and good politics. In fact, our recent poll showed 64% support among voters for a dollar cigarette tax.
Isn't there a point of diminishing return on this tax? You mentioned that from the last time the tobacco tax was raised, and your campaign has pushed for this every year. Also, Healthcare for All has pushed for this on an annual basis. Isn't there a point of diminishing return where people are quitting? This tax won't generate the money you expect?
Well, obviously, the reason that we're for this is that it reduces smoking, but the decline is so gradual and predictable that it's really effective in terms of generating revenue, even though that revenue does decline over time. It'll take a long time before Maryland gets down to the level of revenue that you're collecting now if you're able to raise the tax. So it'll go down over time, but again, it's very gradual, it's very predictable, you know, easy to factor that slow decline into the budget. And we know that for every 10% increase in the price of cigarettes, we see a 7% decline among youth in smoking. So, you know, by the time you're seeing the lower levels of revenue, you're going to start having healthcare cost savings from the fact that you have fewer smokers and even have some adult smokers who'll quit due to the price increase.
And one of the issues that came up in the General Assembly session is the use of e-cigarettes, especially by the young, as they find that tobacco is too expensive. Tobacco cigarettes are too expensive. Those kids are switching to e-cigarettes. Do you increase the taxes on those, or how do you address that issue?
That's a little bit more difficult just because there are so many different products out there right now. I know only a couple of states have really addressed taxation of electronic cigarettes because, again, how do you do it? You know, I know Minnesota has done it according to percentage of wholesale price, and that's shown to be a pretty effective way to do it. You know, we're still trying to wrap our heads around this whole electronic cigarette issue. As you mentioned, the use among kids has doubled in just 1 year. It really is an emerging problem. And certainly we are for taxing them at roughly the same level as cigarettes. It's just a little bit more complicated determining exactly.
You can't tax an e-cigarette per pack like you do cigarettes.
Right, exactly. The method of taxation is a bit more complicated, but certainly we would like to see them taxed at a level that's equivalent to at least the dosage or whatever. And like I said, it does seem that the most sensible way to do it is by percentage of wholesale price. And as I said, that's being done in Minnesota, and a number of other states are looking at it.
Back to the tobacco tax. You're asking candidates to sign a pledge. What exactly are you asking candidates to do?
We're asking candidates for the Maryland General Assembly to sign this resolution that commits them to raising the tax by a dollar. And so today we're also asking the voters to ask those candidates to sign that resolution. And we really feel confident that the voters in Maryland will elect a General Assembly that will enact this policy because, again, it's a win-win-win for Maryland. Great for health, and it also generates revenue for health care expansion and other important issues.
And what about candidates for governor? Are you making the same request?
No, just because this is a decision that will be, you know, made by the General Assembly. So we're really focusing on General Assembly candidates.
But you ultimately need a governor to sign the bill. You're concerned you're not going to get a governor that will do that?
Again, you know, we want to get it passed, and we feel like it'll pass pretty significantly, and whoever's governor will realize that. So we're really focusing on the General Assembly since they're the ones that have to pass the bill.
Amy Barclay of Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, thanks for joining us on WBAL. Appreciate it.